AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Democrats want big changes and are threatening to block Homeland Security funding over immigration enforcement in 2 weeks. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
After the killings of two protesters in Minneapolis, Congress has been discussing potential new rules for both immigration and border protection officers.
Dramatic changes are necessary. It's got to rein in ICE in very serious ways and end the violence.
Top Democrats Akeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer, amid some bipartisan sentiment that Congress should help de-escalate tensions, but it's unclear if enough Republicans will agree to Democrat demands, including that officers take off masks and identify themselves. GOP Senator Josh Hawley says this isn't about isolated incidents. It's about trying to hamstring ICE as a whole.
I just totally disagree with it, and I'm not going to help him do it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, says he is reducing the number of immigration enforcement officers in Minnesota after state and local officials agreed to turn over arrested immigrants.
We'd much rather work in the safety and security of jail. Look, I go to bed every night wondering if every one of our officers go home safely. I also am concerned that every person we're looking for go, is taken into custody safely.
Ryan Ruth was sentenced to life in prison for the attempt to assassinate Donald Trump in Florida in 2024, before Trump was elected to a second term. Defense attorney Martin Roth says Routh has a good heart and questioned the judge's comments.
The question of the defendant's character is pertinent in her calculation of what an appropriate sentence would be. So I don't want to criticize the fact that she drew her own conclusions. I just disagree with them.
The Supreme Court is allowing new California congressional districts that favor Democrats. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Britain will release documents on the naming of Peter Mandelson as ambassador to the U.S.
despite his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. That's after the opposition Conservative Party had said it would force a vote in Parliament calling for the release of all correspondence related to Mandelson's appointment in 2024. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer says he regrets appointing Mandelson.
He lied repeatedly to my team when asked about his relationship with Epstein before and during his tenure as ambassador. If I knew then what I know now, he would never have been anywhere near government.
72-year-old Mandelson was fired from his job as envoy in Washington in September and resigned from the House of Lords on Tuesday. That's because emails showed he maintained a friendship with Epstein after Epstein's 2008 conviction for sex offences involving a minor. Mandelson now faces a police investigation for alleged misconduct in public office. Lawrence Brooks, London.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.